Welcome to another episode of I Have No Idea What The Fuck. Don't even know what number episode it is, but you'll see it in the title. So I want to talk today about, you know, growing out of social spheres and certain relationships and being seen as cocky or mean or evil or indifferent or apathetic because you literally grown beyond that. And you actually having the realization that you need to be cocky and mean and indifferent, not to people, but because you're focused on what you want, and you know that whether you're talking about taking massive action or manifesting your goals, you know that you need to be focused on that shit. And it doesn't always have to be some business ambition. It could just be simply you just want something else out of life, and you're just kind of wanting to focus on that. So that's something that I kind of deal with sometimes, and you know, I'm not the most organized person, especially mentally, but I try. And one of the dynamics that I deal with is dealing with people who do good things for you on the conscious level, but on the subconscious level, there's manipulation. And as an empath, I pick that up from a mile away, and I just flee. I avoid people like that, like the plague. And those people don't really know what happened, because I can feel in their energy. They don't know what happened. If you explain to them what happened, they would look at you like you just came out of the loony bin, and they wouldn't really do too much changing. And there isn't really a lot of actual respect in that relationship. It's more of a convenience thing. And you know, I don't get what I need out of it. So it's like there's this thing, however, where you're like, well, it's like, even though I'm not really feeling this person, I may still need them as an ally. You know, I was definitely in a crazy predicament a year ago that I'll get into maybe in some later episodes, where I needed a lot of help. And I had people come to my aid that really, really helped me, and I'm grateful for their help. But some of those people, not all of them, and these people will probably know who they are. We had a lot of static. And, you know, it's just because I don't tolerate unchecked dysfunction. I'm very self-aware. I'm doing shadow work or certain kinds of work on my spiritual work on myself every single day, observing myself. How am I responding to life? How am I reacting to life? How am I growing today? What am I feeling? Let me tap into my intuition. I'm doing that every single day. And a lot of the people that have helped me are not doing, some of the people that have helped me are not doing that particular practice. They are trained by the society, you know, the bills and the getting of the jobs and the money and all that stuff. And that's fine. It's like, I definitely could use a lot more discipline in that area, because I have a lot of trouble finding something that fits me. And, you know, a lot of people say, suck it up and, you know, get this thing and do that thing. And, you know, I guess, you know, that's what needs to be done. But that's just something that's a dynamic that I kind of am dealing with, because if you cut off certain people, then it's like I'm still kind of in a vulnerable position. And by cutting off certain people, you're cutting off certain resources. But as an empath who feels things very strongly and sees people's insecurities like it's basically a t-shirt with big letters on it, and they don't see it, but I see it, and you just avoid them like the plague, it just creates this really weird tension and conflict that I don't know how to reconcile. All I know is it's a reflection of the conflict within myself, and the only thing I know to do is to have more belief in myself that I can kind of move forward alone, and I can attract things alone. That's the only right answer. There's no like, well, maybe you need to understand how to get along with those people. It's like, well, getting along with people who aren't doing the work, you got to keep it very, very superficial, because people who want to get deep with you that aren't doing the work, that aren't, you know, at least not doing it in the same fashion, because there are a lot of people doing quote unquote shadow work, but I don't know if people are doing it as intensely as I am. There are very few that are doing that I know that are doing it as intensely as I am. And even those people, like, you know, maybe once in a while we can talk, you know. So I also know that I'm like my viewpoint, the way I've lived in life, I'm not willing to sacrifice my viewpoint of life. And I'm not saying that I'm not willing to, I just know what I feel in my gut and in my heart. I know what's right for me. I don't always follow it because sometimes I lose confidence, but, there are situations where it's like, man, I just got to bounce, man. This is not working for me. I got to go. I don't know where I'm going to go, but it's like, I got to go. And dealing with people like that creates a lot of stress in me. I try to stay calm because, you know, planning things is weird and all that stuff. And it's just weird. I like to do stuff off the cuff and I can plan things, but that's given that I'm stable in one place for long enough, calm down. I don't have a lot of stress coming from people that are close to me, you know, and it's very, very challenging. And, over the last year, I've had the chance to really do some introspection on myself and really stop, you know, just jumping here, jumping there, jumping the other, and just really looking at what my limitations are and really having compassion on myself for those limitations, but also saying, okay, but this still needs to get done. So I want to let you know that if you are in a similar situation like that, because these people that I'm stuck, that I feel stuck with, they don't necessarily rouse my emotions. There is some emotional manipulation there, meaning where things that I feel vulnerable to, but I don't feel like a real sense of, wow, these are my buddies. It's more like a convenience thing. And, you're just in a space when you come out of a traumatic situation and someone offers to help you. You say yes because you don't, you're in a traumatized state. You don't know what other options there are. And for the past year, I've really been kind of, I mean, this person helped me find a job. This person, you know, helped me find a car. Like, they did a lot for me, and I'm grateful for that. But it's just like the energy is just fucked up. It's just like, it's so fucked up. And I don't know how to articulate with to someone that's not doing that kind of work. And I don't even know if I want to develop a relationship with this person, because there's also kind of a clingy element. And I don't know if I want to develop a relationship with this person. You mean like being involved and having conversations, and this is what I'm feeling and this is what I'm going through. Because you just feel like you're kind of giving your energy away, and you're not being fulfilled, you're not being refreshed, you're not being filled up, you're not being nourished. And I'm a big proponent of sensing how you get along with another person through how you communicate on a regular basis. If you communicate on a regular basis and you feel like, I don't really feel fulfilled by this interaction, then it's like, that's really not a person that you need to be hanging around. But if you're hanging around a person and you talk with them and you feel fulfilled by that interaction, generally that means either you're both in a really good energy space, or that is definitely somebody that you need to be fucking with. Someone that doesn't value communication, like really hashing things out in a civilized way and seeing it as an exploration and a play, and just really getting along and having similar values and having a similar sense of humor and all that, that stuff is really like conversations that turn you on. I'm not saying that you need to be in a relationship where there's never a debate or an argument or even like I won't say a falling out, because that usually means finalized, but an intense disagreement where you can't even look at that person for a few days. I'm talking about a chronic level of disconnect that is just like, it's so bad that you have no interest in pursuing anything further with this person. Yet this is a person that really helped you. This is a person that continues to you know, help you out here and help you out there. And so there's that conflict where you're just like, this person is really helping me and I'm so grateful for that, but I want this and this person's not helping me get that. I could tell them till I'm blue in the face what I'm doing. They can't conceptualize what it is that I'm trying to do because their mind is limited. And so there's that dichotomy And I just want to let you guys know that, you know, this is something that I'm going through, you know, and it's just, it's very, very, very hard. And I just kind of want to just move forward. But I would say, as an ideal, you should always just kind of jump into the unknown and trust yourself and do your own thing and be free. That's what I would always say. Never be bound by somebody. It's like they're going to think you're an asshole. So be it. Go for it, you know. And that's just how it has to be sometimes. When you have a dream, when you have a goal, and you just want greater. You want greater in your life. So that's really all I have to say on that. You can leave some comments with this. I think you can leave voice comments. There should be an option to leave a voice comment by listening to this. And just let me know what's good. All right. Yes, I am going to stop at now.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.